This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Joe Cryer was appointed to be on the City Council representing District 9 after Lisa Chan resigned to run for office. And since then, he has said that he does not support the streetcar plan and other issues. He would said he would vote no for the non-discrimination ordinance. He is now running for that seat in representing District 9, and our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980. Joe Cryer, welcome to The Source.
David, thank you very much, and enjoy your program. I should point out that while I was waiting, I noticed that the program is sponsored in front by the San Antonio Chamber, and I'm delighted to hear that, although I should point out that I left the job as CEO over there 7 years ago, so I can't take any credit for that decision.
Well, your legacy of community goodness still stands over there, obviously. So, Councilman Cryer, you are the big issue right now, as people are talking about, is the streetcars, and you are what is your take on that?
Well, let me make a couple of observations. I've said everywhere I went that my primary objection is not to the streetcar proposal itself, although we can talk about some of the downsides to that other cities have experienced. My primary objection is that there has been no public vote on this issue, and I say that as someone who led a number of public referendums. We got to vote for the Alamo Dome and the AT&T Center. Those were tax increase elections. We got to vote for, while I was at the chamber, literally dozens of streets, drainage, libraries, and parks, bond issues. Some of those were tax increase, and many of them were not. And it has always been the practice in San Antonio, in my experience, that when we committed to a major project that would effectively change the city, either for good or not good, that we would ask the citizens to vote on it. So, David, my primary concern has been this absence of a public vote and the desire to have one.
Okay, and so when we have street problems, projects, and domes, and AT&T Center improvements, and things like that, or Apple White, those are issues. Either a referendum was brought these to the city to vote on, or there were bonds, and whether or not they raised the taxes or not, if there's a bond, then that becomes a voter issue.
That's exactly right. And some people have said to me, well, gosh, the streetcar proposal does not involve a tax increase, therefore why should we vote on it? And my answer is, well, we voted on a lot of bond issues that did not require a tax increase. I've looked at this proposed project very carefully, and depending on which estimates you're using, the cost is somewhere between $200 million plus and $450 million. It seems to me that that's a big enough project. Even though the city's initial contribution is only $32 million, that's a big enough project that the people served by our transit agency, which is VIA, VIA has called an election in the past on the sales tax increase, which funded highway incentives and our bus company. I think VIA should call an election on this for its service area, and they're really the logical ones to do it, more so than the city of San Antonio.
All right, let's go to our callers. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We're talking with Joe Cryer, District 9 City Council member, about the streetcars. Jesse has called in. Jesse, welcome to The Source. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for your call or for letting me talk here. You know, I personally don't think that we're really going to have the traffic, you know, to support this, just for starters. I mean, you know, we see enough VIA buses that are empty all over San Antonio. And that's just my input on the whole thing. You know, it's just, you know, we put so much money in a lot of this transportation, and the traffic's just not really there. You know, I think we just should put more money into, you know, promoting more jobs, you know, out there than this. This is going to be something that's going to be built, and after that, all the jobs are going to go away from this.
Okay, Jesse, thanks for your call. So, Councilman Cryer, is that a concern about the VIA buses not having enough ridership?
Well, Jesse makes a very, very good point that I've heard repeatedly, and two observations on it. One is that if you look at VIA's own statistics, ridership last year was less than the ridership a year before that, it seems to me that we ought to be focused on filling the buses in the system we already have before we start a light rail or, quote, streetcar, but it's a rail system.
Well didn't VIA report that the previous year was a record high year, and then the following year it has dropped off some?
It has dropped off some.
From a record high?
Yes. And there,
so it's not like it's saying that there is a steep decline of ridership.
Well, it's a decline from year to year numbers. Even if it was record high, I guess the next question would be why was that a high and how unusual was it? But
that was a year when we had some really hard gas prices.
I see the same things Jesse has talked about. Not surprisingly, I pay attention every time I drive by a bus or every time I'm on the street walking, which is frequently when you're at City Hall, and I'm concerned with the number of buses that don't appear to have a lot of people in them. On the other hand, VIA has started something I really applaud, which is the bus rapid transit effort, where they've got these modern double-hinged buses that do nonstop from downtown out to the medical center. And I've had a lot of friends and some constituents who have gotten on at the medical center and come downtown in about 20 minutes' time. So that is something that we could be putting our resources into, because, David, you can move it to where the need is. The problem with something that involves rail is if you change your mind about the need, you can't just roll up that rail and move it somewhere else.
Sure. And so you're talking about the Primo system. It's about a year old, and I've ridden it. I ride it to work occasionally, and it's a dream, I tell you. So let's get Mark on the line. He's called in, and our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Mark, welcome to The Source. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. It seems to me that just being a voter issue is kind of aside from the whole issue of whether or not it's a good thing. But we should vote on it, I guess. But public transportation usage is at an all-time high. It's a direction that we are going in, and I don't know that anybody in their right mind would deny that. Now, whether or not this is a practical route or not, that is probably the case. It probably is practical, but like I said, it is a direction in which we are going, and it's undeniable. Thank you.
All right, Mark, thank you for your call. Thank you for calling in. All appreciate right. that. And so he's saying that that we have to have public transportation. It's important for a city to have that, Joe.
Well, Mark, I agree with Mark, and thank you, David, for passing that question on. I am a supporter of urban mass transit. The issue before us is what kind of urban mass transit. When I'm in Washington, D.C., unlike a lot of the friends who go up there with me, I never go on cabs. I always go on the subway system up there. One of the reasons that works so well up there is they have the population density. I'm sure you've been up there, too.
Sure, used to live there.
Yeah, they have the population density to ensure maximum use, not just at rush hour, but during most of the rest of the day. The question here is, A, do we have the density if we lay down hard metal rail lines versus, as you pointed out, something like Primo, which is infinitely adaptable and substantially less expensive.
All right, let's get Lisa on the line. Lisa, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Being at the air plant from Portland, Oregon, and enjoyed using the rail, I think you build it and people will use it. I think the one downfall that San Antonio has is the VIA system. You know, it takes you have to transfer many times. It takes you a couple hours to get across town. And, you know, for someone who didn't get their license until they were 26 in Portland, because they have such an amazing transit system, I think we need to put the resources in. We have to get the cars off the road. And I think people would use it if it was more efficient. And the rail is definitely something that can get you to one side of the town and the other in a timely manner.
All right, Lisa, thank you for your call. We appreciate that. So, Councilman Cryer, when you have a system that's effective, you get that density and you get that ridership that you're looking for.
Well, of course, the argument Lisa makes is if you build it, they will come. I took a civic leaders trip to Portland years ago. It is a unique American city, and one of the things that's unique about it is that they drew a circle around that city many years ago and said, we will not allow growth beyond this circle. That is what has produced significantly more density in Portland than we see in San Antonio. As you know, we've grown substantially to the north and the west. So to say if you build it, they will come, number one, it's enormously expensive to build it. It's also very expensive to operate it. And as a policymaker, I'm just not prepared to say, let's go ahead and spend that money now and hope that the people will follow, which again brings me back to the point of if the public is willing to hear a good argument, and I think the Express News made an excellent point on this, a good argument of the pros and cons, and then let all of us vote which side we think makes the better argument, I'm fine with the outcome of that. If a majority says, you bet we want it, let's go. But if a majority says, not the right time, not the right route, and not the right price, then we ought not to march forward.
All right, Joe Cryer, District 9 City Council member, talking about light rail in San Antonio. He is not in favor of the streetcar plan that is in front of the city presently. $34 million is part of the city's kick in on that project. Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, David. Enjoyed it.
All right, and thank you, listeners and callers. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for tuning us in.